Manager's Log, Thursday, July the 23rd, 2020. Well, last week, or was it earlier this in the week? When was it we had that fire down in the canyon? And it filled a valley with smoke for a while and lingered for a couple of days. And I forget how many acres they said were burned, but yeah, marked the first fire that filled the valley with wildfire smoke. And we're in this pandemic situation. Stories on the internet and in magazines, they talk about how air pollution can exacerbate the effects of COVID-19. People who are already susceptible for COVID-19 due to lung conditions and respiratory problems and older age may find that being in smoke conditions may open that door a little bit wider. So we have to be careful about forest fires, and definitely if they need to start taking care of our homes, make sure that we don't allow fires to escape. Clear around your house all of the debris that may create a ladder, a fire ladder up to your house. Clear the vegetation away 5 feet away and make that 100-foot barrier protection around your home. It'd be nice if we can get some more work done in the fields to remove blackberries, as a lot of those tines are burn really hot. I had an article in another manager's log would talk about invasive weeds, invasive plants, grasses. Invasive grasses it was. Now, what kind of invasive plants do we have in the valley that would do much the same as those that were mentioned in that previous manager's log? I anticipate that this summer, fire conditions and smoke conditions and air pollution, as long as we have this pandemic going and this virus has a possibility to touch more families than what we have experienced thus far, just have to be a little bit more careful. To me, it just doesn't make sense to ignore the problem and say, well, I don't know anybody who has COVID, so we must be in the clear. Well, we don't know. When things open up on the coast and people go to the coast, when we start having in-person classroom experiences, will the health conditions allow that to happen? We'll have to wait and see. But while we're waiting, we cannot be lax on our cautionary practices. Thanks for listening.